Okay, so Shkach to Rav Moshe and to Rabbi Tag and the whole Chevra, Rabbi Denberg. So Maisa Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to... You'll have me in mind. So I was zeicha yesterday to be in New York. I was actually in Lakewood. And Waze put us through Brooklyn. I was zeicha to see a chuppah pay 770. And then on the way back to... On the way to the oil, I stopped to see my parents, Baruch Hashem, and graduation, mincha, ma'ar, whatever. Baruch Hashem. So we go into the... Going to the OL. You know, whenever you go into the OL, I always like going to see what the Rebbe is saying in the video, just to see. It's usually something going on in my life. And the Rebbe was talking all about birthdays. Today was my wife's birthday. My birthday's going next week.
About waking up in the morning?
But not waking up in the morning. It was about different what a birthday is in Yiddishkeit. So he's saying about Adam L'Amol Yulad, you know, using it, finding the teichim about Avdus and Tyre and everything. So we're sitting there, and then when you know we left the video, we're going to read a kvetel, and I see my father say Shalom Aleichem to someone. I've never seen this person before. It's a Chabad, looks like a shliach. And they're making small talk, and introduces me, and my father says, "You see that shliach? He was the first one who brought us to the Rebbe." And the story goes that 28 years ago, my parents in 1989, Tavshin Mem Tes, they were married. They got married a little later, and they couldn't have children, so they heard people go to the Rebbe. So this, you know, my grandfather, they worked in the city, 47th Street, in the jewelry business. It didn't fit for me so well. So it's the chaver over there. So you know the chabad shlichim there. So they got him to go to the oil, the 770, excuse me, to give out the dollars. And they're at a kvittel, and they waited a couple hours to finally they get the yichidus with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe looked at the kvittel and he gave my grandfather $2. My grandfather said, "Rebbe, with all due respect, he's a bub of a bub of a chassid before the war. All due respect, why are you giving me two? Just whatever. Like, why are you giving us everyone else one? Why are you giving us two?" He said, "No, it'll be good, Be'ez Hashem." Then Tavshin Nun and Hey Thomas, my twin sister and myself were born, Baruch Hashem. The Maisa doesn't stop there.
Who was that shliach?
I don't know. I forgot his name. But so the first time that I met the shliach was Mamash last night, 11 o'clock. I was begging my father. My father was like, "Oh, I don't want to go. This and that. It's too late." I said, "Dad, we got to go. I'm only here for 24 hours. We got to go to the oil." He said it was either the first or second time that he's seen him since he's the one who told him. What are the chances that the shliach who told him to go to the Rebbe was dafka there? You know, and Rosh Chodesh at the time of the Daf, it was mamish mind boggling. So when we were planning our wedding, there was only six years ago. There was only one Shabbos that worked out. It was Gimel, and we didn't even know. We planned the wedding was June 24th, and planned it to be that whatever June 24th, whatever that is, happened to be that June 23rd was Gimel Tammuz. It was Parshas Korach, also my Bar Mitzvah Parshas, just like it falls out this year. So it was mamish. It was such everything siyat d'shmai. So we got our anniversary is Dal Tammuz, and this year Baruch Hashem, my wife, we're expecting right before Pesach. And my wife, Baruch Hashem, she gave birth to a baby boy. Yud Nisan. So I made a joke to her. I said, you couldn't wait a few hours, Taka. I said, Yud Nisan's also good. You know, the day that they brought the Karim Pesach. So my son, Baruch Hashem, I feel a very, very strong connection to the Rebbe, as every Jew should, but mine's a little more revealed. We should be zochah to see the good within everyone, the good within ourselves, and the Rebbe should be on social for us and in Klai. So
there was a lot of them.